We once followed a pickup truck down a winding country road. There was no way to miss it. Its driver was deliberately weaving back and forth across the center line, making the truck fishtail. Suddenly, the head of a small boy, maybe 8 or 9 years old, popped up from the open bed of the pickup. He'd been riding back there all along, without restraints, jostling back and forth each time the truck moved from side to side. The male driver and his female passenger probably wanted to give the boy the thrill of a lifetime, and it could have very easily been the boy's final life thrill. We followed the pickup truck at a safe distance and relayed its location to police until it pulled into a gas station. I'll never know what became of the little boy and his lack of caregivers. I do know one thing. Those adults in the pickup had the child's life in their hands and played with fate. But the endangerment of a child isn't always so clear. There's a 65-year-old father outside Chicago who safely landed a plane on a golf course in March so that his 14-year-old son could make it to a tennis lesson on time. Just a few days ago, prosecutors charged the father with child endangerment. The Illinois Child Endangerment Statute makes it unlawful for any person to willfully cause or permit the life or health of a child under the age of 18 to be endangered, or to willfully cause or permit a child to be placed in circumstances that endanger the child's life or health. The statute gives us one example of such circumstances. Child endangerment is presumed when a child under the age of 6 is left unattended in a vehicle for more than 10 minutes. So think about that. If it's child endangerment to leave a youngster unattended in a vehicle, it's easy to put the daredevil driver of a weaving pickup with child cargo into the child endangerment category. But what about a parent who takes a lesser calculated risk with a child's safety, perhaps to drive his child to a birthday party when the roads have turned a bit icy? There's obviously a gray area here, and one parent's needless risk could be another's horizon-expanding life experience. We parents make decisions every day that could lead to danger. When is a child old enough to stay home unattended, to walk home from school by herself, to play tackle football or some other dangerous sport? More than 30 years ago, the Illinois Supreme Court upheld the child endangerment law against a parent's argument that it was unconstitutionally vague. The words of the statute gave the parent fair notice that beating his 3-year-old stepdaughter crossed the line, the court ruled, but it reserved judgment on what to do with what it called more borderline scenarios, guiding kids into activities like boxing or mountain climbing or allowing them to play in the street. Other courts, too, have struggled to say where the borderline is between parents' constitutional right to decide what's best for their children and criminal child endangerment. An Ohio court suggested that allowing a child to go skydiving or bungee jumping might cross the line, but that taking a child on a fishing outing, even at a dam known for drownings, would not. When a Mississippi mother went to court to stop her ex-husband, a newly licensed amateur pilot, from taking her children for joyrides in his private plane, the state Supreme Court sided with the father. Neither the mother nor the court had any business, the court ruled, telling the father that he couldn't share his love of flying with his children. Authorities outside Chicago may have a different view. Child endangerment or not. I'm Amy Guida.